Joining me live over the phone today is Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department with her monthly report to Western Wyoming. Director Bruce, good morning. How are you today?
I am good, Joke. I'm great for this wintry, really windy day here in Wyoming today. So yeah. I'm doing well.
More, you can say those two things more times than not, right? Winter and windy is what we do around here. No, appreciate your time as always, Director. Wanted to start with this Kemmer Wildlife Crossing project. This has been in the works for a couple of years on Highway 189 in Southwest Wyoming, and it looks like scheduled to begin construction next year, correct?
Exactly. So they're putting the finishing touches on this design. We work really closely with YDOT here and really perfecting the design and putting those underpasses and that one large overpass in the exact spots that will benefit the wildlife the most. And then that project will go out for bid later this winter, early spring. And then we might even see a groundbreaking yet this summer. It will take a couple construction seasons because of the size and the intensity of the project. But for sure, we'll see it completed in a couple years.
Director, a couple of things on these. These have been used in Wyoming for a number of years now. There's several of them across the state. And they've been proven to be very, very effective, correct? I mean, these are accomplishments exactly what you'd like them to.
Exactly. So, you know, there's no hiding it. These projects come with a very hefty price tag, very expensive to do. But the neat thing about them is we know they're effective. Once we get them in place, our monitoring tells us that we will see 80 to 90% effective. So we will no longer be picking up those big game carcasses along the side of the road. And in fact, not only won't we be doing that, but the overpass and underpasses open up opportunity for even more game, big game to use the area. So we'll see huge success. Let me give you an example. Back in 2000, we put the overpasses over there, Trappers Point area, and our data showed that we had about 30 antelope roadkill every year. We know with those overpasses that we have thousands of antelope using them every year. So it's pretty incredible how successful they are.
Absolutely. So with this specific one that we're discussing, the Kemmer Wildlife Crossing Project, is this going to be an overpass for migration, or will they be going under the road or over the road on this one?
They're going to be doing both. So with mule deer, they are very successful in using underpasses. We'll be really targeting the Wyoming range herd and the Uinta deer herds with this project. There'll be five or six underpasses for them spread out over about 30 miles there. But antelope are more sensitive. They like the wide openness. They will go under. We're finding that some. But for the most success, an overpass is needed for antelope. So we will have one overpass with this project as well.
Excellent. So multiple projects all built into one, it sounds like.
Exactly. And then you'll see a lot of things like really tall 6-foot fence running along the sides of the highway. And that's really to guide the big game to use the underpasses and overpasses. And so they no longer will be able to freely cross the road, therefore offering that safety component to our drivers and passengers and making that road a whole lot safer to travel in for people.
So, Director, you mentioned hoping to go out to bid and maybe start seeing some work on this next summer, as early as next summer. Is there a completion date for this that's expected?
Exactly. It will be completed by 2028 for sure. It really depends on the contractor and the speed of the contractor that we get. We don't like to tie the hands of the contractor too much because we all know that drives prices up, and we want to be very efficient with our money here. So most likely two construction seasons, but leaving that opportunity for a third one if needed. sometimes a contractor needs to come back and finish off fencing, finish off jump outs. And so we are leaving it a little bit more broad, but really we think we can get it done in two construction seasons if all goes well.
Well, I'm in Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce on the Weekday Wake Up this morning. Director Bruce, one thing we've talked about is the mule deer community conversations that have been going on since we last talked. You've now held quite a few of those, including here in Star Valley, Kemmer, Diamondville, and around Western Wyoming. How have those been going, and what kind of response have you had from the community on those?
Well, I think they've gone pretty well. I've actually went to three of them myself when the opportunity is there. We're looking at 37 meetings total throughout the state, and we have 14 to go. This week and next week, we'll be following up on those meetings. Over 200 people so far, collectively. We've had a wide range of attendance from, you know, one meeting, five people, to one meeting over 30. So it really varies depending on which meeting. But very good participation, no matter how many people are in the room, and just hearing lots of feedback. There's been folks in the room have never attended meetings with us before, so that is good to see. And then lots of conversation. Exactly what we expected is the different issues and pressures on mule deer tend to be slightly different depending on where you are in the state. For instance, disease, chronic wasting disease, known as CWD, was a lot of conversation in some parts of the state, but in some it wasn't. Different feelings on that, if the public feel that it's having an impact on the population or that it isn't, and we've lived with it for a long time and we should continue to live with it. So mixed feelings on that. But some of the things we're commonly hearing across the state have to do with those different stressors. One, changes in habitat, invasives, fragmentation, urban development. We're hearing about the effect that our folks think predators are having on mule deer. That's been a wide topic that we've heard almost everywhere. Elk competition, folks giving different input and advice on license application if they want limited draw versus a general draw. And then one interesting conversation we had at the Jackson Mule Deer meeting was really on technology and how the different scopes on rifles might be having an effect on hunter success. So it's really been across the board, but again, certain areas, topics tend to rise to the top of the conversation more than others.
Absolutely. For our listeners in Southern Lincoln County, looks like the Kemmer meeting is scheduled for December 16th. And so that's coming right up, 6 p.m. at the Best Western Fossil Country Museum in Kemmer. That's this upcoming Monday, December 16th. If someone has missed the meeting, I know in Star Valley it's already happened. If they'd like to still maybe participate or submit comment, is there still a way to do that online, or can they join another meeting remotely? How does that work?
Absolutely. This is not one and done. We hope to continue the conversation with people as we go throughout the year. So, yes, there's an opportunity to go on our website. Right on the landing page, you'll see where to go to submit your comments. But then reach out. You can always talk to any Game and Fish staff at any point in time, either your local wildlife biologist, your game warden, anyone wearing a red shirt. We're always open to those conversations.
Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director, anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
No, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and I hope everyone had and continues to have a successful hunting season this year.
Absolutely. It's why we're here, even when it's winter and windy, right? It's Director Angie Bruce this morning. Thank you so much for your time, Director.
Thank you. Bye, Duke.
Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.